This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We're going to be talking about the next great big presentation that's going to be at the Croswell. And, of course, it's going to be George M. I am so happy to have on the program to talk more about the musical, Will Dupree. And, Will, it's good to have you with us.
Hi, Dale.
It's good to have you with us. And Steve Enelek, it's good to have you back again. It's been a while, but it's good to have you back on the program again, Steve.
Has been a while. Good to be with you, Dale.
Yeah. George M. is going to be starting on, opening up on July 10th. And this is going to be such a very nice, apropos time to have this musical during this time of the year. But let's kind of talk about it. What is George M., an overview of George M., Steve?
It's sort of a biographical musical about the life of and times of George M. Cohan and his family and the trajectory of his career.
Yeah. So this is something that is like an overview of who George M. was all about, right, Will?
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, George M. Cohan is someone, we even say it in, not even a spoiler, the beginning of the monologue of the show, how it starts. With a group of young people and me explaining, oh, George Cohan, and everyone going, who's that?
Yeah.
Which even me, coming into it, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, but it's so crazy to think about how influential this person was towards modern theater, where he's often known now as the father of modern musical theater.
Right.
He's one of the only people in New York who has a statue built for him right in the middle of Times Square. He's one of the only musical theater artists to have a statue of him in Manhattan. So
yeah.
It's one of those almost forgotten, but not completely, people who is fundamentally influential to what theater is now.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Kind of like the guy who got all started, huh, Steve?
Yeah, yeah. He started with his family, doing vaudeville acts and touring around the country before focusing his efforts and his energies towards Broadway in New York and building a almost dynasty of musical theater.
Yeah, yeah. And with George M., there's a lot of songs that we know, but there might be some that you may not be too familiar in the show, but that's okay, right, Will?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. So we're looking at type of songs, Steve, that we would know right offhand.
The songs that people would know most are some of his most patriotic songs, Grand Old Flag, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and Over There.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you've gone to school at all, then you know what those songs are.
Yeah, so. yeah, exactly. And, you know, so those songs are also so entrenched in our culture that, mm-hmm. you know, they're used for, you know, different things, even in the movie industry, but also with commercials as well, that you'll use that music too. Should mention that, Will, you play George M. Cohan. Yeah.
That may or may not be correct.
So what was it like to be able to play him and to portray him?
It's really, really cool. Right now I currently live in New York, so it was cool to go to the statue of George M. before I came in. I'm coming in later into the process because obviously I live in New York. So, you know, with work and everything coming
right.
in, they've been very gracious towards me of allowing me to come in a little bit later in the process. But learning about him, learning who he is, learning what he's done, and being able to go to the statue of this person that is so important to the foundation of what musical theater is today.
Mm-hmm.
It's really neat to be able to dig into the character and dig into, not even just a character, because, you know, he's a real human being.
Yeah, yeah.
And just see what that is and who he has inspired. I mean, with the types of dance that he launched into the atmosphere of like modern media and everything like that, you look at people like Gene Kelly. He was a direct inspiration for people like Gene Kelly for dancing and for musical theater.
Sure.
So it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Because one of the other challenges is in life and in the theater and in this show, George doesn't stop talking. So it's a constant challenge of, how does how do you do this with getting the charm that he had without, you know, making people go, hey, stop talking. So, but it's really, it's a fun challenge.
Well, I was going to ask you, well, what has been the challenges in order to portray him?
The enthusiasm of George Cohan without having, once again, him being someone who talks over everyone, someone who pushes everything that he does upon everyone, without having him come across as a total jerk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, that's not the point.
Right.
To something that I had as an old professor tell me, because I went to school for musical theater for college, and to some extent, to go as far as, you know, someone like he did,
yeah,
you have to be a jerk to some extent. You don't have to be a complete and total a-hole about everything, but you do have to be a jerk to some extent to get to what you want. And especially with someone who, you know, he was born in the 1800s, went into the 1900s. Theater was not as well loved, received, as well like advertised, anything as it is today.
Yeah.
So you really had to push for what you wanted. And it's finding the fine line of balance between lovable and assertive.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and you have to go in and dance on that fine line, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pardon the pun. Now, do you do a lot of dancing then, Will, in this?
Yeah, okay. George practically does not leave the stage.
Wow.
Throughout the entire show.
That's got to be a challenge in itself, Will.
Oh, 100%. Between balancing the dancing, as it's a huge dance show.
Yeah.
Between balancing that, the sheer amount of lines, and having at least like 20-something songs in my head of, luckily I had like most of them memorized because obviously I went to school.
Yeah.
So I knew these were already ingrained inside of my head.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a very neat challenge.
Sure. Sure.
But a very welcome one.
Yeah. Wow. Can't wait to see you in it and doing it. Let's talk to Steve now on the person that you're portraying, who is Jeremy Cohan. Now, who is Jeremy?
Jeremiah, who also goes by Jerry Cohan, is George's father. He was born in 1848, and I guess his dad passed at age 11, so he had to start working as a very young kid, but was very talented as a dancer and got himself involved in the Irish minstrel circuit and started performing. Met his wife Nellie, I believe, somewhere along that circuit, and eventually they had a family and brought their kids into the act. They have two kids, George and Josie.
Okay, so what is his role in the musical then, Steve?
Well, right from the beginning, he gets his son involved in the act, encourages him, tries to guide him. George doesn't always want to take his father's advice about things, but
and that's normal between a son and a father, right?
Sure.
Sure. But he and his wife love George through it, and it's a really wonderful family story.
Yeah, it sure is. Now I'll ask you, like I asked Will, was there any challenges in portraying this, who is another, of course, living person you're having to portray, Steve?
Yeah, there were some challenges. There's so much more written about George and not as much written about his father, Jerry. So kind of getting into, you know, what the guy was about, what his experiences had been, I picked up little things. He's also a song and dance man, And so it was good to strap the old dance shoes back on, and that's been a wonderful challenge for me to get dancing again.
Yeah, yeah. Because I know you've done roles that included dancing in the past, haven't
sure,
you?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah. So it'll be good to be able to see you doing that once again, Steve.
Oh, you will, because I'm definitely enjoying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Excellent. Got a lot of other – this is a relatively big cast, though, isn't it? Comparatively to some other shows?
No, not really.
Honestly,
it's a pretty small cast.
Honestly, okay. I would say it might be smaller than a lot of the cast okay. that Croswell has done in the past.
Okay. So a lot of dance scenes, though, in
mm-hmm.
this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, because that's what you love about musicals, right? Is some of the dance scenes that are happening within the show.
And if you love that, then you're going to like the show. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Well, the one thing is that I wanted to make sure that we also mentioned, too, that there's going to be something very special after each performance, right? That there's going to be your Grand Old Flag sing-along afterwards?
Yeah, we heard inklings of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like it's going to be a great way to get the audience involved.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. And, of course, the gentleman who's directing the show is...
John McNaughton.
Yeah.
John McNaughton.
John's been around the Croswell stage and in the Croswell for a number of years, so we got a great director
sure.
doing this for sure. And he got a great cast, too. You got a lot of people from around the area
yeah.
that's going to be involved in this, from, was it Manchester to Toledo to maybe Saline and you know, all across Lenawee County, too. So he's
yeah.
got a great array of cast members, Steve.
Yeah, I was surprised when I looked at the cast list how many names were of people that I hadn't worked with yet, which is really great. Happy to be on stage again with Michelle Force. She and I worked together several years back in the first production that the Croswell did of Mary Poppins, and she played Mrs. Banks, and so it's great to be working with her again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of faces there that even though you may not have worked with them, but some of them that I was looking through the cast, it was a lot of names like, oh, okay, they're going to be in it. Oh, they're going to be in it
yep.
this time too. So yeah, it's going to be a great, great show. Again, this is going to be, well, first, before we get into the technical things about getting tickets and everything, I got to ask Will.
Yes.
How are you liking Lenawee County so far?
Great. Yeah. It's great. Good to be back. I've done quite a few Croswell shows before, but it was so great to be asked back after moving out to New York. And I'm like, ah, good. I get to be with my parents and I see my dogs again.
Yay!
After living in a teeny tiny apartment where I can't have a dog.
Oh, geez, darn it. Yeah. Well, it's good to have you back then again, Will.
Oh, I appreciate
yeah, that. Yeah, it's
though.
Good to have you. Again, if you're going to be getting tickets, make sure you get the tickets from one source, right, Steve?
Yes, croswell.org. That is the only place to get tickets for shows at the Croswell.
That's right, croswell.org. If you see any other sites that are offering tickets and probably at a much higher price, stay away.
Don't yes. get
steer
them.
Clear.
Yeah, stay away from them. Croswell.org is the only place to get them. Anything about the show that we haven't mentioned that you want to mention about, Will?
Get ready to have fun.
Okay. All right.
Get ready to have fun.
I like it.
That's,
yeah.
that's really as much as I can say without saying anything about it.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. We don't want to give too much away. That's for sure. Steve?
There's a lot more comedy involved in this show than I thought there was, and I think audiences are going to really respond to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and having it during this time of the year, I think it's just awesome because there's so many great patriotic songs
mm-hmm.
in this show, too. George M. is opening up on July 10th, and it'll be running through Sunday, July 19th, at the normal shows that normally have on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday that you have. According, of course, the matinees, too. So make sure you get your tickets right away. Right, Steve?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. All right. George M. coming to the Croswell at the opening night, July 10th. Make sure you get your tickets at croswell.org. Gosh, Will Dupree, thank you so much. And break a leg.
Hey, thanks. I'll yeah. break both of them.
Yeah. Steve, it's good to see you. And it's good to have you back on the program once again.
Thanks, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.